Hello, Sublette County. This is Albert Summers reporting to you from Cheyenne on February 24th. We spent the majority of the day debating 30 bills in Committee of the Whole. On Friday, we will debate third reading amendments to the budget bill. As for interesting bills on third reading today, House Bill 47, Local Impact Assistance Payments, passed the House. If you recall from my last press release, this bill consists of a three-tiered approach to avoid overcompensating local governments for the impacts created by large industrial facilities. The various tiers and maximum allowable percentage of funds are awarded dependent upon the size and the cost of the project. I did not support this bill on third reading because counties are worried they will not be adequately compensated for impacts created by large industrial projects like wind farms. Bills passed Committee of the Whole today include House Bill 63, County and District Attorney's Salary Amendments, House Bill 91, County of Officers' Salaries, and House Bill 96, State Officials' Salaries, which are very similar. House Bill 63 and House Bill 91 will promote local control and give county commissioners the power to increase salaries for county officials such as county attorney, sheriff's assessor, treasurer, and clerk. Locally elected county commissioners are best suited to make these decisions. Many of these county attorneys have not seen a salary bump since 2011. House Bill 96 would provide approximately a $30,000 increase to the governor, secretary of state, treasurer, auditor, and the superintendent of public instruction. These elected officials have not seen a raise since 2002. I voted in favor of these bills. House Bill 31, Wyoming's Tomorrow Scholarship Program, passed Committee of the Whole. This is an adult scholarship program. Most states have initiatives similar to this. This concept is widely supported by industries in Wyoming as the bill promotes workforce development. This bill establishes an endowment but does not fund the endowment. I support this bill. House Bill 27, Visitation Rights, passed Committee of the Whole. This bill was heavily amended in committee and debated heavily on the floor. This bill is attempting to address the problem that occurred during COVID when family members could not visit loved ones in nursing homes and hospitals. The amendment tried to thread the needle between public safety and the rights of families. The amendment passed, and I supported this bill. I can be reached at albert@albertsummers.com with questions or comments.